Hours to Protect on Beat.
We're in County Tipperary this week for Hours to Protect, where I'm visiting a man who knows his super value, Carrick-on-Shore history.
We've been here, I suppose, and this site was originally built in 1984 and then was taken over in 1990 by a guy called Brian Murphy. And then I arrived along in 91 and we've been at it ever since.
That's PJ Guinan.
The title is, I suppose, that might be a tricky question, but in terms of to do all the jobs that are required to be done, we have a store manager and assistant manager and there's department managers and I'm in charge of everything else.
Okay.
The store owner of Supervalue in Carrick-on-Shore.
I'm at Carrick-on-Shore's Supervalue because they have joined forces with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, or the SEAI, to spearhead environmental change in the retail sector.
Well, our responsibilities, I think, are, you know, like all businesses, to be environmentally friendly. And also, it's the right thing to do, both in terms of the environment and in terms of business, because it's becoming more and more important and more obvious to us all how important the environment is. And climate change is fairly obvious, I think, at this stage to everyone, even maybe some deniers that might think otherwise. But when you see the floods and the different varieties of weather we're all having to contend with, I think it's a fairly obvious that we have to take all these issues very, very seriously and become all partners in becoming part of the solution.
Supervalue Carrick-on-Shore used the SEAI grant to upgrade the refrigeration. You might notice the new doors on the fridges.
Well, the process, I suppose, the most obvious thing a customer will see when you come into us is previously we had no doors and now there's doors and there's LED lighting, which is a lot more distinctive looking, and you can see this fairly obviously when you come in, and they self-close, so they slide back into position. It's a more uniform system in terms of the look. As you look down each aisle, you can see these attractive and smart looking pieces of equipment that are both energy efficient and sales efficient because they look better. And I think that's important both from a business point of view and an environmental point of view.
Supervalue Carrick-on-Shore is one of 25 stores nationwide who took part in the Building Sustainable Communities initiative this year, identifying and upgrading areas in their own operations which can be made to reduce energy costs, fossil fuel usage and greenhouse gas emissions. The combined energy savings from these stores is enough to power 880 Irish homes.
These use 33% less kilowatt hours, which is what we all measure our electricity bills in. Now, as regards the energy saving, it's quite difficult to give you a figure because there's been so much undulation, maybe might be the word to use, in terms of the way electricity prices have gone in the last couple of years. But in terms of efficiency, these are the way to go.
PJ says they've made other changes too.
We've been doing compostable bags for a number of years now on our produce department, and up to 2025, all our own brand products will be recyclable or biodegradable.
My name's Anthony and I work in the deli, Supervalue there. Well, we kind of use now, for our meats on the deli now, we use kind of like a paper wrap which can be recycled. And we kind of cut down on a lot of plastic. We hardly use plastic bags or anything like that anymore. And for meals out on the deli there, we use kind of foil containers, which can all be recycled. And then we've got other containers which are plastic, but they're recyclable for our hot dinners and stuff like that.
Are people noticing that?
I think so, yeah. There's, you know, because it's very rarely, you know, we used to have a lot of people coming up asking for stuff to be wrapped in plastic, and now they're quite suitable, you know, they quite enjoy having it done in paper. And some people do ask for it to be done in paper, you know, rather than plastic.
It's all the little utensils we use here in the deli, and like the take-home knives, forks, spoons, the packaging, you know, as much as possible is all recyclable. You'll see there those cardboard trays on the top of our salad bar. There's a little top and all for those, all recyclable and can be, you know, used many, many times over. So, and also for our soup, it's here, our spoons are timber as well, and our lids are cardboard. So all those are all recyclable and can be very environmentally friendly.
It takes a bit of action from people though, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's an education in it. However, there has to be a bit of initiative on all our parts to make sure that we use all these.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.